We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed
on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Some of our crumbling infrastructure going to be getting a bit of a tune-up. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a $151 million in total funding that will be allocated for 95 paving projects. So of that state money, $17.5 million is designated for roads in the Rochester and Finger Lakes area. A total of 162 miles of roads will be repaired in Genesee, Livingston, Monroe, Orleans, Seneca, Wayne, Wyoming, and Yates counties. Here in Monroe County, work will be done to Route 36 from Route 383 to the village of Churchville and Route 31F from Turk Hill Road to the Wayne County line.
Okay.
So construction on the way.
Love that. You know, giving a nice little spruce up. Butler Till and Buckingham properties.
Definitely not condoms.
Not condoms. Have teamed up to develop a brand new downtown in Rochester. A new development. Buckingham Condoms has developed... I don't know why I'm saying condoms. Properties, excuse me.
Properties.
Will develop a five-story...
What's on your mind?
106,000 square foot mixed building located at 260 East Broad Street. And it's adjacent to the Tower 280. Butler Till will co-own the building and serve as the building's anchor tenant. And construction is beginning next year. It's expected to anyways. While the business will reside on the first three floors, the businesses that are still there, the upper floors will include 28 apartments consisting of studios, one bedroom and two bedroom units. And there will be a roof deck for residential use as well.
Breeze, I know you spent some time in Syracuse. You went to a community college there, correct?
I did, yeah.
Did you ever make your way to the Syracuse Zoo?
I did,
yeah. You did, okay. Uh-huh. They're actually in the spotlight for not a great reason.
Okay.
They were ranked among the 10 worst zoos for elephants on a list published by organizations in defense of animals. So on the list, they were ranked 10th, and they were criticized for separating elephants from their families. So this organization that created this list claimed the male elephants are treated as, quote, semen dispensaries with the purpose of breeding calves to send to other zoos with no regard for their relationship with other elephants. Now, the zoo is responding. A spokesman said that they are shocked by the misinformation in this report. And the zoo is actually putting a press release out soon to respond to this list.
Oh, dear. Not great at all. Former Rochester City Court Judge Leticia Astacio is expected to be released from jail today, according to the chief deputy at the Livingston County Jail. In November, she was sentenced to serve 180 days in jail for violating her probation.
Wait, has it been 180 days?
Since November? Yeah, I think so.
It has? That doesn't seem right. I'm not great with numbers. But
me neither. I'm not going to do on-air math.
It seems like she's getting out early. If any mathematicians on the text line would like to help us out, seems like from November to now is less than 180 days.
Atizio admitted to not showing up to her probation hearing so that she could go before a judge and argue that the sentence for her DUI conviction was illegal. The judge said, yeah, we've given her several chances, so they threw her in jail.
Understatement of the century.
It's all stemming from her DUI back in 2016. So, and then she didn't show up for any of her probation violation hearings. So we'll see what happens with her. I'm sure she'll be back in the news.
Coming up in the TPXY feed about an hour from now, a scam that you definitely need to be aware of, especially if you get a lot of deliveries, specifically from FedEx.
Okay.
Plus, I've got an update on streaming wars.
You do, don't you?
I do. I'll tell you all about that about an hour from now. Back to Astacio real quick. How long do you think it's going to take when she gets out for her to once again be back in the news for something?
I feel like we're going to be reading about her Monday in the feed.
I feel like she's just addicted to the attention at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, yeah. And she's gotten so much of it, and partly that's the fault of the media,
the
I guess.
Line.
But this story has been so insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's been absolutely insane.
The text line says that 180 days is 6 months. So, yeah, she got
Yeah, I was going to say. All right, cool.
I'm not good with math, but yeah, geez Louise.
This texter saying she gets, quote, good behavior early release.
Okay. Well,
it's just.
She was an angel in jail. Love that for her.
I think the best move for Leticia Stasio is to leave. To leave this area. Fresh start, right?
Yeah. I mean, why not? Go into the witness protection program or something.
You know what? Not a bad idea.
Sure. Just
anything to get her away from that spotlight that it seems like she craves. And look, I understand there's a lot of negative feelings towards her.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly I've been in that group as well. I mean, it's ridiculous. A lot of things that she got away with.
Right.
But also it makes you kind of feel bad for her.
A tad, yeah. A little bit.
But it's like, in her mind, she's gotten away with so much, it's almost like she's like, I'm just better than this, and now I have all this attention.
Well, I mean, she did get released for good behavior, so maybe she is. Maybe that's something that's fueling her fire. I don't know.
Maybe, just scamming the system? That's what it is? I mean,
I think
as
with her background.
As an attention lover yourself, Breeze, I feel like you can relate. Certainly, this is not the type of attention you want. Please don't get ever arrested for anything.
No, absolutely not. Not on my docket, but I don't know. With her background, I feel like she thinks she can outsmart all of these people.
And to a degree, for the record, not wrong.
No.
She got away with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She could have cut bait a long time ago and been fine. I mean, how long was she paid to do nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's a touchy subject.
It's got a weird feeling this is not the last.
We'll hear about her.
We'll be talking about her.
All right. Well, there's that.
A few things online at 98pxy.com to check out this morning. Channing Tatum is going to star in a new Disney comedy. You can read about that if you're a big Channing Tatum fan. Also, this is uplifting the doomsday clock. It's inching closer to midnight than ever before. Breeze, are you aware of what the doomsday clock is?
Mm-mm.
The doomsday clock is the end of the world.
Oh, like 2012 end of the world status? Remember when the world was supposed to end in 2012?
I feel like it's supposed to end every day.
Okay.
But
like, my world is ending every day.
But there's a legit clock they have. The closer it gets to midnight, midnight is the end of the world.
Okay.
So that's great. If you want to be uplifted this morning. You can go
Friday
to
feels.
98pxy.com. While you're there reading about the end of the world and how it's imminent, you can also vote in today's Savage or Sensible, which we got to get back into. It's pretty divisive right now.
Yeah.
Based on a lot of the texts we're seeing, a lot of the comments on Facebook. I know some people still on hold for Savage or Sensible, venting your frustration on a customer service rep. Where do you stand? I'll let you sound off. Coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.